Hello and welcome to Serene Reflections, a podcast of Dharma Talks from the Wallawa Buddhist Temple. I am Reverend Clarissa Beatty, a Zen monk and Buddhist priest from the mountains of Northeast Oregon, where we practice contemplative meditation, the Chan of Bodhidharma, the Zen of Dogen, the Serene Reflection Meditation of Reverend Master G.U. Kennett. You are invited to let yourself grow naturally still, to let go of the world for a while. Join us in listening in sound, in listening in stillness, turning within to listen from the heart that seeks the way. This summer weekend in the Soto Zen liturgical year marks the annual festival of Achalanata. Achalanata is the ferocious guardian whose shrine stands at the Buddha's right hand in the temple's main hall. His Sanskrit name means immovable protector. Despite his fierceness, it is easy to overlook this aspect of our own Buddha nature, especially if we are drawn to the gentle warmth of the compassionate Bodhisattva Avalokiteshvara, whose shrine stands at the Buddha's left hand. Achalanata serves as a reminder of compassion as well. His example points to the bright, steadfast aspect of compassion. That part of us which is determined to hold still. If you have ever squirmed inside at the prospect of sitting still in meditation, and then gently and firmly sat anyway, you have invoked this aspect of yourself. Keeping to our spiritual practice sometimes can be a struggle. It can help to remember the importance of determination, of looking clearly at what is difficult for me to see about myself, and being willing to stand firm in the middle of my koan as the fires blaze. In spiritual work, steadfast determination means standing up straight even in the face of that within which I would rather not know to be a part of me. Standing or sitting still and not caving in to those states of mind and patterns of behavior which bind me to suffering. It means being willing instead to give my all to that which liberates me from suffering, to wholeheartedly commit myself to my own deep wish, my vow to train. Real discipline is compassionate. True discipline is not discipline for its own sake. True discipline takes the willingness to see reality for what it is, rather than what I wish it were. It is seen clearly in the hard work aspect of daily life for ordinary people, in the heart which gets up and goes to work each day, the heart which supports a family through hard work, for example, which does its chores and keeps the faith, out of great compassion and willingness. The image of Achalanata is of a strong, sturdy being, planted sitting or standing on a rock, as if growing out of the stone itself. He wields the sword of wisdom in one hand, and in the other a rope, symbolizing his readiness to cut through delusive fetters and to encircle all that would undermine spiritual work within the embrace of the precepts. His face is contorted with the effort. The brightness of his training blazes up around him, burning away defilements. The image of Achalanata is fierce, though often the effort to carry on when things get hard may go unnoticed. Achalanata appears in everyday life in conditions which bring forth my perseverance. He appears to protect me when I face a task which requires me to stick to it, though it may be repetitive or tiring or unpleasant, but which I know needs to be done. He appears to help us in our commitments, like when we do wise and helpful things to cultivate an important relationship, even though they may not be our favorite things to do. He aids us to stand our ground when it is frightening or unpopular or against the odds, as when we are willing to not give up on what we know to be kind or right in the deepest sense. Achalanata assists us in the so-called grunt work of doing our spiritual practice. In a Soto Zen monastery, there is a nightly ceremony invoking Achalanata, who is called Fudo Myo-o in Japanese, just as there is a daily ceremony for Avalokiteshvara or Kanzeon. The ceremony for Achalanata takes place late at night or in the early morning hours during the dark. Just as this protector may especially be of service when we cannot see our way spiritually. A request for Fudo's protection is included in Vespers just before turning in every evening, and it goes like this. Invocation of Achalanata. Hail to the mandala. Let us so be engulfed within its praises evermore that, by our own wills and vigilance, may we our fetters cut away. May we within the temple of our own hearts dwell, amidst the myriad mountains, hail, hail, hail. Achalanata is a Dharma protector in the Vajra family of Buddhas. Vajra means diamond or thunderbolt in Sanskrit. If you have ever been awakened by a sudden summer thunderstorm, you have glimpsed the power and immediate clarity of the force of the mighty celestial Vajra. Training within the Vajras represents the work to convert harsh anger and self-righteousness into the clear wisdom. A Vajra sword, such as Fudo wields, represents the indestructible clear quality of a diamond-like stone or the irresistible, unmistakable force of a lightning strike. These are the qualities of mind and heart cultivated by the practice of meditation and the work on the precepts. The immovable strength of will and the clarity needed when we face those states within us which may undermine our practice, such as doubt, despair, torpor, restlessness, frustration, negativity. Such states of mind are examples of the kleshas in Sanskrit, translated as afflictions, impediments, hindrances, obstacles, defilements, or fetters. At root, the kleshas spring from the three poisons of greed, hatred, and delusion. A klesha is an attitude of mind that whispers, "I can't," or "I don't feel like it." An example of a fetter or defilement is my questioning of my own ability to do my practice, and hence doubting my Buddha nature, likewise doubting others' training. An impediment to my spiritual growth is a foul mood or despairing outlook, which I allow to persist and influence my thinking, speech, or behavior, separating me from others and thus from the Buddha nature in all things, including myself. A klesha is always something which, when it arises, I have the choice to try to let go. This is true however strong its pull, and whenever I become aware of it, early or late. When we cultivate a practice of meditation, we cultivate exactly the clarity of mind which can free us from our fetters. When we vow to do our best to follow the precepts on not perpetuating harm, we invoke the rock-solid groundwork of our deepest Buddha heart, which can withstand any assault from such defilements of mind. We, like a chalanata, slowly and steadily build up a habit of patience. Patience is a bastion of stone against which the kleshas can only crash like waves of flame without effect and eventually recede while we sit still within the heart. How does patience protect the seeker of enlightenment, the one who longs for true peace? Real patience is the one thing that can outlast anything. Whatever arises, let it arise. And let it pass. Do not grab onto it. Do not push it away. Simply sit. And eventually, whatever has come up will dissolve or burn away. Or you may simply notice at some point that it is no longer there. This steadfastness within us is the Buddha nature itself, and it is a gateway to true freedom. In her talk, Why Study Zen, Reverend Master Jiyu Kennett says the following. Nirvana is here and now. The Buddha mind is. Right here, right in this room, within you. All you have to do is tear down the watertight door, the brick walls, and all the other things you have carefully locked it up in, to be able to live completely. You cannot live completely until you accept life completely. You cannot live completely until you accept death completely. You cannot know nirvana until you recognize that it is here and now. You can make a mess of it, or you needn't. It's entirely up to you. The Buddhas and ancestors aren't going to turn a hair whether you are with them or you are not, because they are. They are as iron beings. One of the things you are told when you are transmitted by your master is that to know the Buddha mind is to become an iron being, absolutely immovable. And it is iron. The Buddha nature within you cannot be pulled over, toppled by anyone. To know the Buddha mind is to become an iron being, she says. And the inverse is true as well. When we cultivate the iron being of compassion, we may come to know the Buddha mind. Invoking our iron being, growing our steadfast determination, is as important as the gently flowing form of compassion in the practice of Zen and the living of a Buddhist life. The heart of a Chalanata shows itself when we do not give up. It is the heart which sits still, that which still sits, the one who waits and waits. It is the manifestation of right effort. It is the I will we say when we formally take the precepts. It is the I do in the wedding vows, the yes we say to raising a child or caring for an aging parent or getting ourselves and our family through hard times, whatever it takes. Have you got what it takes? You bet you do. A Chalanata is a guardian or Dharma protector, which is sometimes expressed in the Mahayana teachings as the third rank, technically just below the Bodhisattvas, those who are becoming Buddhas. In the Buddhist esoteric iconography, Lord Achala is one of the grouping known as the five great wisdom kings, and he specifically protects Akshobhya, the wisdom Buddha of Abhirati, the eastern pure land of healing, shining joy. Akshobhya represents the mind of clear reflection, or the ability to distinguish what is real from what is illusory. Just as Akshobhya's protector, Achalanata, assists us to cultivate a mind which sees clearly and without distraction. He gets us to our sitting place, over and over, and helps us to stay there as long as is needed, doing what truly needs to be done. But we may be witnessing Achalanata's advancement in rank, because at this very moment, by holding still, he is doing exactly what transforms his fiery, stubborn will into a bodhisattva act of bright willingness. He is putting it to use to benefit all beings. It is precisely the heart of Achalanata which allows us to take the bodhisattva vows, which are, however innumerable beings may be, I vow to save them all. However inexhaustible the passions may be, I vow to transform them all. However limitless the Dharma may be, I vow to comprehend it completely. However infinite the Buddha's truth is, I vow to realize it. We realize these vows by turning again and again toward the center of our being, starting over, carrying on, not giving up, no matter what. We can do this because our very own heart is the heart of Achalanata, and all we need to do to invoke his help is to ask and be willing and keep going. On this day of the yearly festival ceremony for honoring this great immovable Dharma protector, we will end with the offertory from the festival of Achalanata. Wholeheartedly do we recite these scriptures and invocations. We offer the merits thereof, candles, tea, flowers, and fruit, to Achalanata, the great protector of this Sangha. Whenever these scriptures and invocations are recited, we are assured of true protection for all those who are true of heart in their search within themselves for the eternal. We pray that Achalanata, the great Bodhisattva, shall work together with us for the peace of the world and of this temple. We pray that he will teach us to vanquish evil within ourselves and assist in showing us the right path. We ask his help this year so that all disaster may be averted. We give him our grateful thanks for the peace of this past year, which enables us to continue our training during the year that is to come. Thank you for joining us in listening to Serene Reflections from the Heart That Seeks the Way. To learn more about this practice, including more about how to meditate, you are invited to visit our website at wallawabuddhisttemple.org. Here, In the Kanzan Shrine of our meditation hall, we offer the merit of our practice of serene reflection meditation to all beings, including you, wherever you may be.